Samir has texted in saying he is got a new technology product to do with holographic technology. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, we'd love to feature that.
Yeah,
and also,
thanks so much.
Yeah, we've got the Unwired FM Twitter handle. Oh, so yeah. If you feel that you want to, just let us know, copying our Twitter handle, and we'd love to hear
from you. Yeah, and James from Abu Dhabi comments on the Olympic story saying, what is the effect of these clothing on and spray on clothing to the body? The ethics of the Olympics is going down the drain. I really don't know what, I mean, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I suppose there's been spray paint clothes for some time now, actually, which are incredible. I mean, really realistic.
Yes.
I really don't know what the paint is made up of, but I'm sure they would, I would hope to think that it would not be anything harmful.
Yeah, it also brings up a lot of, I think, ethical issues as well for me. I mean, I wonder how, like, are you really covered when you're spray painted?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, not really. But it's done in such a way that you look like you are, but you're obviously not. I mean, you
yeah.
can still
so
see.
It's really blurring the line of decency.
Yeah, exactly. I'd hope that they wear it with, at least wear something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh. Okay, over to you again. What else have you got for us?
Fope, a new app to help you sell your iPhone photos. I thought this was brilliant because, again, it's another way of monetizing the different tools that we have access to. So Fope is looking at becoming the leading marketplace for smartphone photos by providing a way for amateur photographers to get paid to upload their pics and make them available for reuse. So while the Creative Commons took over kind of the Twitter licensing scheme and they allow people who post their photos to Twitter to give access to others to reuse them free of charge. These guys are going a step further and saying, if you submit your photos and you just tag them with the right tags, and then it's, I think, a $10 fee flat rate per photo, that people can just go to the Fope website and buy photos that you've taken. So
is that not like Flickr? Well, I suppose it's not really. It's more past.
But it looks a lot like Pinterest actually.
Yeah.
So you see the photos with just a tagline that says what it's tagged by. So India, green, and then the $10 straight across the photos. And it's brilliant. It's a beautiful website. It's FOAP.com.
And they all cost $10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it costs $10 to join, is it?
No, it costs $10 to buy the photo.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, and I think you're sharing
anything.
It. I think what ends up happening is Fope get a part of that, and you as the person who's...
Right, you get a percentage.
You get a percentage. So, yeah, and it's a beautiful, just very colourful, nice and bright photos.
What kind of pictures are on there?
I mean, everything from, like, someone's child running across the sand, pictures
That's
of buildings.
It's slightly worrying, though, that you'd want someone to buy that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you have to remember, a lot of people actually put their kids up for, commercials, and they get paid for doing that, so...
Yeah, it's true.
No different.
But, yeah, possibly, I don't know.
Yeah, but some of them are less. I mean, it's like pictures of meadows and fields and, pictures of interesting things. I quite like it. I think it'll...
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great idea, as you said, for possibly amateur photographers. $10, did you say? It's nothing,
$10
really.
Is what the site charges. And
right.
I think, I mean,
it's cheaper than an IKEA picture.
Yeah, and if I was going to have a choice between this and buying it through some of the more formal photo sales sites, I think I'd rather... just do this.
And so you obviously have to print it yourself, I would imagine. You must get the JPEG.
I think it's intended for use for web. So a lot of, like, as a, if I'm developing a website, I want to put in some nice
like
stock pictures.
Stock photos.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I like that idea. It's good. FOAP. What's it stand for? Photo.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that. It's just buy photos here. That's all it says.
Very good. Another listener said, going back to the Olympic story, original Olympics was in the birthday suit. Bring it back.
There
it
you
probably
go.
Was. A few wreaths of olives around them, around their head possibly,
exactly.
And a bit of a toga.
Well, a lot of the African Olympiads run barefoot, and they swear by it, and they say it's much better for you, but I don't know about the rest of the...
Well, I remember Zola Budd.
I don't
know if you remember her. She was from South Africa, I think, and she was this incredible Would she have been a marathon runner? I'm not, no, I can remember I ran at her ring on the track. She was long distance anyway. She was a tiny girl and she always ran with no shoes on. There's a lot of controversy about her, obviously, because at the time she was from allowed to run from South Africa, etc. So, yeah, but gosh, I mean, it's so technological. I mean, even now, I mean, even just for the consumers like us going to a shop trying to buy a pair of running shoes, it's a minefield.
Yeah.
This, that and the other, this, you know, all sorts of various different shapes and sizes and cushioning, et cetera, et cetera.
It's a little much, I think. I'm overwhelmed very quickly. And now they have those ones with your toes.
Oh, I love
those. It looks like the toes.
I just think they're hilarious.
My friends swear by them, but they just look so funny. I haven't been able to get myself to
I can't. They just make me laugh. And there's a pair you can get. They're like furry ones as well.
Oh, gosh.
Bear's feet. I don't think they're hilarious. I think I just wear them for the sheer fun of them.
Yeah.
Now, this story made me feel really old. So, sorry if I'm going to make you feel old as well.
Let's see.
But do you remember Atari?
Yes, of course.
Did you have one?
Yes, I did. I never used it, but I had one.
Yeah. Asteroids. I used to love Asteroids. Well, it turns 40. Turned 40.
Wow.
So, yes, Atari 2600. Was launched in 1977 and it was the first video game console in millions of homes, and I used to absolutely love it.
It was so clunky though, no?
I suppose in comparison to what we have today with your kind of, what was the gears, the joystick thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we spent hours and hours and hours on that. Remember, I think it was Asteroids and then Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yes, of course. I did play Pac-Man. That's right.
Yeah.
It was great.
But do you remember before this? Now, I really am giving away my age. There was one prior to that called Pong.
I remember Pong, but I don't remember details about it.
Yeah, it was actually...
Wasn't that the one that just goes where there's just ping-pong?
Ping-pong, yeah, that was it. And we loved it. We could sit in front of it for hours. Isn't it hilarious? Yeah. And that was actually one of the world's first video games that was born. And then I think there was the Centipede, which I don't know. Uh-huh. But yeah, so that was Pong, which... I used to have one of those as well. But it's interesting, isn't it? For it says, going through this article, it says, for tens of millions of Gen Xers or kids who grew up in America in the 70s and 80s, Atari is a cultural icon, an intrinsic part of childhood. Yeah, it was. I mean...
I think we should have a game for teens in this day and age to have a room full of these old things and try and get them to try and label them or figure out what they are or what they do.
I wonder if people would be like, you know, where's the virtual reality there? Where's my avatar?
Why can't I touch my screen?
I want to touch
the screen.
And we would spend hours with a little dot going backwards and forwards.
But listen, it's no different than that popping game that they have today. You know,
oh,
that
the bubble one.
That Pong is, and bubble pop is, to me, one and the same. Really, yeah. I mean, it's just more colourful now.
Maybe you remember Atari as well. What was your favourite game on that? Was it Asteroids or Pac-Man? Or give us a little bit of a trip down memory lane and let us know what you used to like. Or if you actually remember Pong, what did you used to play on that? I do remember it. Well, we've got loads more stories to come. I hope we're going to also be having a chat with Alexander McNabb. He is over in Beirut for the Geek Fest number 5.